fund, we have a building and maintenance fund. And with Taney County Senior Tax Board, they do give us an award every year to help us with our operating expenses. And we've developed some key partnership with Senior Age for the meal program. And that is a big part of what the Senior Center does. And when they were originally developed, that was the primary goal, was to increase citizens that they could get meals and also to provide transportation, which they do through the Oats bus service. Okay? Where are we now? Go ahead and just, there you go. We've been in a big growth spurt since last year. Part of that is we have a new administrator at the Senior Center, and the other part is Senior Age has new regional directors, so they're able to go out into the county and meet with more people to see if they qualify for help. Currently, in June of last year, we had 2,070 meals that were served. In June of this year, there was 4,414 served. And in August, we were almost up to 5,000 meals. We believe that the center there, our cap is going to be about 5,000 meals. It's going to be very difficult to do any more than that because we don't have the space. We lack the kitchen space. We've maxed out on space for activities. There are a lot of activities that I'll talk about that we go through, offices and meeting rooms. And we need to offer more to the community, and that's what we're looking for. These are the current services. We offer meals Monday through Friday. We have chair exercises Monday and Wednesday. And it's interesting when I say chair exercises, people go, oh, okay, they're actually aerobic chair exercises. So they are, you know, they do help with strength and wellness. We have on Wednesday, we have yoga, we have line dancing. On Tuesdays, monthly we have a hearing aid specialist who comes in to do free cleaning of hearing aids. We have a foot clinic that comes in 3 times a month to do foot care, especially on the diabetic patients. Transportation, we have transportation Monday through Friday through Oaks. They will transport them to the Senior Center, but they will also transport them for medical appointments, doctor appointments, and finally, educational programs as needed, okay? In addition, we have a pool room with pool tables, and that's open daily. Card playing is Monday through Friday. They have several different games that they're playing. Special events as needed. We provide special things for them. Fundraisers right now, we've increased it. We were doing it once a month, but now we're doing it twice a month to try to have some extra money for building. Computer training is as needed. There'll be some talk in the new building. We'll have much more ability to do that. There is a computer room now. It's small, but it is open Monday through Friday that people can come if they don't have computer access at home. They can come there and access through the computers there. We have meetings as needed. Some community meetings are held there. We have private people that come in and rent the hall for different things. And then community events. We've had, last year during the summer, we had a big community thing. We have our pancake breakfast. It's a fundraiser, but it's also a community thing. We also have entertainment at those a lot of times. We have, on the 29th, we actually are having a soup supper with a silent auction. And we're also having, we have things planned every month. There'll be a magic show at that one as well. So that's to attract children also with their parents to come. Okay? This is what we've looked at. I did research before we started any of this, and you can hit it again. And we looked at in all of Taney County because we're focusing primarily, our goal is to focus on eastern Taney County. Forsyth being the seat of the county, we wanted to kind of locate it in an area that everybody has access to. What we have done is we've moved it 5 miles east. I think it's east. I'm not good with north, south, east, west. But it's over the bridge on 76 when you go toward Branson. You go over the bridge and there's, I believe, 3 curves. And there is a property where the campground is. out there. There's a road between the campground. There's big property on the right. We bought 8 acres on the left side. That's big flat acreage there. What we're looking at, there's a lot more seniors, both by aging and people moving to the area, okay? One of the market things we're looking at, they desire to drive and they want to continue independent living. And what we're going to be able to offer them is that ability, okay? Right now, as I said, there's 9,743 seniors living in Taney County, 400 to 500 participate currently, okay? 8.9% live in poverty, and that is projected to go up by 0.4% every year, okay? And according to the senior age who we partnered with for the meals, we currently are only serving 1 out of 10 people in eastern Taney County that need our services. So we know there's a lot of room for growth. The needs of the people, they need quality, go ahead, a safe location to go to, reliability, comfort, price, and convenience. I think that's the last one. Oh, no, ease of use. And so, again, as we get further into this, there's a plan for you guys to see. This is just kind of, you know, when change is coming, we have to look at it. Change is difficult, especially for older citizens. They've been talking about this for about 6 years, and they never really had anybody to push it to help get it started. So we had some things happen this spring, and now that we've grown so much, we really don't have a choice. We have to move. The land that we're on right now, there's not enough acreage to add onto. There's not enough acreage there and parking to be able to add to a septic system to have it big enough. The sewer district does not plan on expanding out there for at least 5 years, and they said then it would be planned after that. And it's just the right time. The timing is right. Okay. Future plans. Go ahead and just get the whole thing up there. Right now, we're planning to build a new center. We had looked at options of buying in the community for a building, existing site, and there really wasn't any available that for the price that we wanted to go with. We need modern amenities. We're looking at putting in a much larger industrial kitchen in hopes that we can pick up a lot of those 1 out of 10 that we're not servicing right now. We have already... We're going to have a thrift shop at the site, but currently we just found a place where we can open that now to start generating some income from that. And we're going to be able to have more office space. There's programs that will be offered to promote health and wellness, potential for many new programs. This is a picture of the last one. We're going to have a craft room, which will include a quilting room. And I don't know about you gentlemen, but there's a lot of women in the community that likes craft and quilts. An art gallery, library, a dance room, meeting rooms for the community. One of the things we were talked to about by the city of Branson and by the people in the county is they would like to have availability of rooms that they could rent to have bigger meetings if they wanted to. And so that's part of the plan. A new computer room. And eventually a swimming pool. So, okay. Now, if you look at, this is the old schematic, and this one I will pass around to you. That was the original one that we did, but we have updated that now. And when you look at this, you can see on back here is an aquatic center, and we'll talk about that. And then in the front on this end is the senior center, and on this end will be the community portion of it. I only have one of these, but I'll catch it.
Yeah, I got it.
It's different than that one, because that's the updated one. This was just the senior center, and we didn't know, you know, we hadn't put on about the community center yet in the end. Okay.
And this acreage right in front of the campground?
It's to the left
north.
And north of the campground.
Where the old family building is.
Right there, yeah. Where that's the property. Okay, if you go to the next slide. Now, I handed out for each of you a copy of this. And this is actually the floor plan for the community area. This isn't the floor plan for the senior center. This is actually the community center. And Philip is our architect, and that's why he said if anybody had any questions for him. But this is the area that's going to be available to the community. There has been partnerships formed with the health department, and you'll notice in that part that there is a kitchen in there, and you each have a copy of this. That kitchen is going to be an education kitchen. That's not the kitchen for the senior center, because the senior center will be on the other end. But this kitchen, what the health department wanted us to do in a partnership is build a kitchen big enough that we could have nutrition classes for people in the community, because one of the goals is to have some community gardens, community orchard, where people can come and work, and then they wanted the ability to show them how to use the vegetables and things like that to improve their health and wellness. Okay? There's actually five phases to the project, and phase one, and afterwards I'll give you guys this and you can make copies for yourselves, because I have writing on here. Our closing date on the property is set for January 31st, and that phase will include closing on the property. The down payment has already been made from our savings in the building fund. Application for the USDA funding. We're looking at funding on the building itself from the USDA, and we would like to buy the property with the USDA. If we have the property and can show that we can afford to pay the payments, they are totally in agreement with this. Currently, the building we're in, we own free and clear. That building has been estimated at $279,000. We feel that we can easily get $250,000 for it. So that would be a good down payment on the building. We do have a possible buyer, a couple of them actually, that are interested in that building. One of the challenges with it is, though, at this point, is we can't sell it until we have some place to move to, because we can't shut that kitchen down because of the meals. We have a partnership established with the Foundation of the Ozarks. They're doing our money management. They have funds set up that people can actually donate directly there. They are also a 501c3, so they will give receipts to everybody so they get all that. So for tax advantages. We partnered with the health department and also own it, which is the Ozark Wellness Network for the whole county, King County. We also have the partnership with the Senior Age. They've sent us a wonderful letter that they plan on continuing with us for as long as we allow them to. And I think that'll be probably forever. We pursued grant applications currently. The biggest one I have going right now is for the NAP Neighborhood Assistance Program. Are you aware of that at all? Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's for tax advantages. And they told us that if they give it to us, they told us there's a good chance they will, but we don't have that in writing yet, that we will be eligible because our county is one of the lower income counties. We will be eligible for the full $500,000 tax credit that we'll be able to offer to people, depending upon if they were looking at donations over $5,000, that they would then get a tax credit. And with that tax credit, they actually end up ahead. So if somebody would donate $1,000, they get 70% of that would be dollar for dollar that they can write off on their taxes for the NAP assistance program. And then they also get to deduct it because it's a donation to the 501c3. So there's two ends of it, and then they would end up about $1,040 or $1,050 that they would get credit on their taxes for. So we're pretty excited about that one. We have ongoing fundraising in this phase. Local donations and support are ongoing. We've applied for a bank loan. We're waiting on that. Thrift store will be opening November 1st. And we actually secured a place for that behind the Frost and